96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now it is the Frank Ski Show. I am your girl, Nina Brown, and we have our first celebrity co-host with us. Y'all know him, the hilarious comedian Godfrey. What's happening?
What up? What up? Straight from New York City.
You were just here Friday, killed it at RFK Stadium.
Yeah, man. RFK Stadium was a Saturday show. DC in the parking lot, the old RFK Stadium. We had, they do drive-in movies over there. So now they're doing it for comedy. I guess, I don't know what they're going to do when it gets colder, but people drive up in their cars and they turn to like 87.9, the stuff at the end of the radio station, 87.9, and they can hear the comedy through the sound system. And then we're on the big screen, on the screen where they show movies, you can see us on the big screen. So they're looking at us also on the big screen. It was tripped out.
Awesome.
We're just trying to adjust to this, Bill Gates plan to get rid of everybody.
So I take it that means you're not going to be in line to take the first vaccine.
Oh, no. I'm gonna hit somebody in their mouth.
Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be one of those. They have to struggle to give it to me.
If you have hit someone in their mouth. Coming up next, we are going to talk about Chelsea Handler had some interesting things to say about 50 Cent on the Jimmy Fallon show. They used to be Cut Buddies back in the day.
Yes.
So when Cut Buddies gets political and then when it goes wrong. Coming up next on 96.3 WHUR, Sounds Like Washington. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now it is Nina Brown. This is the Frank Ski Show. We have comedian Godfrey hanging out with us. So, Godfrey, did you hear about what 50 Cent posted on social media last week when he was basically saying F Biden? Yeah.
Well, he said F Trump, didn't he?
No, the opposite. He should have said F Trump, but he actually said F Biden and vote for Trump because
of the tax thing, 62%, because he doesn't want his money to get messed up. But as a businessman, I understand what he's talking about.
Okay.
As a businessman, because if I have 50 Cent money, he said, I don't want to be 20 Cent.
Exactly. But the part that was misleading, and you have to remember his platform, is that Biden is only talking to people who make $400,000 or more a year.
Yeah, but you got to think positively. I'm going to be one of those dudes. I don't want 62% tax. I don't want that. But I want Trump out though.
Okay.
You feel me? My thing is, the reason why I want Trump out is because of just the environment that he's creating. I mean, listen, first of all, racism has been around before Trump. Let's not act like he invented it. All right. It's been around hundreds and hundreds of years. It's just that a lot of the other folks are getting real bold with themselves.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are getting put to sleep in the streets because they think they can just run up on people. Have you been watching the videos?
Ooh, yeah.
Get knocked out in a lot of 7-Elevens.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? So it's that kind of thing that's happening. I feel people are using the Trump supporter thing as a bullying tactic. Listen, if you vote for Trump, I don't really care. Like, okay, why are you telling everybody? Just go vote for him.
Right.
But you're using it as you're wearing a Nazi flag or like, yo, I'm a Trump supporter. And they got these t-shirts. They said, don't have your president get your ass whooped. Yeah, they got those t-shirts. So that's what it is. You got these Karens being disrespectful to like Latin women and Asian women. And a lot of them, those Karens, not all of them, but they do that.
And
go ahead.
Speaking of Karens, the exact opposite of a Karen, we have Chelsea Handler, who we absolutely love because she's...
Yes, I've been on her show a few times. I know her, yes.
She's amazing. She's always talking about white privilege is real and trying to understand what Black people go through, just trying to walk in our shoes. And she was on Jimmy Fallon talking about how crazy her ex-boyfriend 50 Cent sounds. And so we asked the question. She made a mention to Jimmy Fallon that she was considering giving him some if he cleaned up his act and stopped running his mouth, right, about the wrong thing. So the question we want to ask you and DMV is, have you ever dated someone of the opposite political belief, and has that ruined a relationship?
No, I've never. We've always been on the same wavelength. Anybody, and I've never dated anybody that was super, super political like that. You know what I mean? That's why, I've never, everybody was pretty much the same. We all knew it was politics is kind of whack. I mean, but it's called politics. Why are people tripping? Because things are going wrong. It's called politics. Like at work, you know, when something goes down that's not right, you go, oh, it's all politics. Well, what do you think politics are?
Right, right.
I mean, and if I'm a politician, I'm an expert in the BS, right?
Right, absolutely. Well, let's ask the DMV. Have you guys ever dated someone of the opposite political belief? Or are you married to someone who might be a Republican? You're a Democrat.
Well, that's usually, when they say a Republican or Democrat, it's usually an interracial relationship.
Well, let's find out. 202-432-WHUR. You heard it from Godfrey himself. 202-432-WHUR. Call us now. It is 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington.
HUR at home, ladies.